Starting something new, especially if you need the results. Starting something new, especially if you need the results, is an arduous process. Whether what you start is in health, wealth, love or fulfillment, the process is the same. Difficult. Because the process requires several spiritual capacities and abilities that most people don't have. I am going to assume that you already have some capacities. You are able to manage your attention. Able to pull back all the energies others and other tasks seem to want, and put it all where you now need it, the new venture. You are good, maybe even masterful at being present. Maybe through the drink your food challenge. Fully present. If you don't have these three, then starting something new that you need the result of will not succeed. You are like the one-legged dude in an ass-kicking contest. Those abilities are like having two legs. Not much, but essential. These capacities are non-negotiable. In my challenges you have had plenty of guidance to make either of those instinctual. If you nodded after you first succeeded to perform the challenge, and thought you were done, you knew it, you had it, then, of course, you are at a worse place than you were before, because now you think you can. And you can. I have those abilities in spades. Yet starting something new is arduous. Without them I'd never accomplish anything. And anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Because, whether it is true or not, it is a healthy assumption, the universe is testing you if you mean to do what you set out to do, or you are a quitter. And being a quitter is everyone, including myself. I quit 1,000 times, before a project succeeds. Except I only quit for minutes, occasionally for hours. I use those times to do a trim-tabbing move, a slight directional change. Adjustment. This latest venture I started a week or so ago, has opened my eyes to something I didn't realize, even though it is so obvious. I haven't been marketing, or promoting my services. So no wonder sales are lagging. I haven't been promoting my remote healing services. And not surprisingly people are not beating a path to my door. So after several trim-tab move, this new venture is to promote the distant healing service. But how do you talk about something that has nothing to do with words, and any and all explanation is garden variety bullcrap? The parts that are true are these. I measure your health with muscle testing. And ask source for help to interpret the numbers. When I know what is the issue, I also ask. Can source help me heal that issue? How many healing minutes it takes? When I have those answers I contact the client and ask if they want healing. Many, depending on their soul correction, will opt not to get healing. And many will opt to use the big bundle, a self-healing energy. And a very few make some substantial changes in their attitude, and get well. If the person opts for being healed by me, they pay and I start their healing. Some people need to be managed, because their arrogance is in the way. But thus far I have managed to disappear the illness we targeted 100% of the time. Certain things return if the cause isn't eliminated. The cause is mindset, attitude, and lifestyle issues and not in my power to change. I can tell the person what to do, but it is up to them to do it. The biggest issue for people is overwhelm. What is overwhelm? Overwhelm is looking at what you are not doing, where you are not, instead of looking and keeping your attention, your energy, your presence of mind exactly on what you are doing. We suppose that you are doing something that forwards the action. Not apple polishing, or pondering in your head. This is, of course, not easy. Most likely what got you to where you are, in health, wealth, love and fulfillment, is what you've considered relevant and important. And if you are ill, then that is proof positive that what you consider important isn't, wasn't, won't be. If you have experienced working with me, maybe experienced my healing and it worked, then do me a favor and answer the below questions and email your answers to me. Questions that help you give me a good testimonial. 1. What was your primary reason for asking for your health measurement? 2. Describe what your understanding was regarding what you found out. 3. Describe how things changed in your thinking now that you knew it was maybe off with your health. 4. If you took healing, describe how you feel now, after the completed healing. 5. Can you describe to a newcomer how this remote healing thing is done? From your vantage point. 5. Describe Sophie as a teacher and healer. 5. What was your toughest moment? How did you overcome it? 8. Did you have any personal experience, for example the moment I understood the one word, the moment I realized what I had misunderstood, what I did, etc. 9. What would you say are the big benefits of distant healing with energies? 10. Why would you recommend it? 11. Getting well, Changing mindset is the toughest thing in the world. Can you describe how tough it was, and what sacrifices you had to make to keep going? 12. What was your toughest moment? How did you overcome it? 13. Have you done other things with Sophie? Courses, workshops, challenges? Why? 14. What advice would you give to future clients and participants? 15. How did participating with Sophie personally help you? 16. Anything else you'd like to add? If you think you could give me a better testimonial if we got on the phone, on a webinar, please let me know. I'd love to talk with you. If you are up to something, if you want a bigger, fuller life than what you have, then let me know. Only 10% of the people who read my articles belong to this category, up to something. The rest live in quiet desperation, growing backward. And if you are one of those people who thought experiencing something once is enough, please get back into the saddle and practice the challenge you didn't practice long enough. My most useful challenge is the drink your food challenge. You will learn, get good at, and become unconsciously competent at the three missing base capacities through the practice. Warning: sporadic, once or twice a week is not practice. It is quite useless. You need immersion, not events.